Verse 30 says, and Caleb. You know what we need today? We need some and Calebs. In the midst of everyone freaking out about everything that's going on today in the United States of America, you don't know California. You know, they have these great walled cities. You got Gavin Newsom. You got all these people, Democrats and all this liberalism. Yeah, but where's the and Calebs, though? Calebs need to come in and say, look, Calebs still the people. What does that mean? Hey, chill out. Calm down. Stop shaking. Just calm down. Still the people. Calm them down. Before Moses, by the way, Moses is the leader. So before Moses even stepped up to like rebuke the people, Caleb stepped in and said, hey, all right, guys, we get it. All right, chill out. And said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. So what is he trying to do? He's trying to instill confidence in the people. He's like, he hears that. And he's like, great, let's do it then. You see, when people hear something like this to discourage others, some people are just like, But then there's another group who is just like, well, that sounds great. Let's do it then. Is that all they got? Just a walled city? Great cities? Anak, that's it? Jebusites? Oh, you got people by the sea and in the mountains? That's it? Because my God is the God of the mountains and the valleys. Amen. He's like, we're able to overcome it. But the men, if that's what you want to call them, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Now, you know what? He's probably right. But whoever said that they were supposed to go in, you know, in the power of their own might? You see, what the answer should have been, or the sentence should have continued and said, the people are stronger than we, but our God is stronger than them. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel. The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Go to Joshua chapter 14, if you would. Joshua chapter 14. Now, unfortunately, everyone listened to all these cowards and these little sissies instead of listening to Caleb. And they ended up not going to possess the land for quite some time. Caleb was ready. And this is when Caleb was a young buck. Right? He's a young buck. He's a young guy. And that's probably why they didn't want to listen to him, because, you know, they probably despised his youth. But Caleb was right. Caleb had faith. Caleb was just like, I don't care how you name off all the people you want who possess the land. We have the God of the Bible. But no one wanted to listen to Caleb. I guarantee you these other people who were speaking up were the older men. You know, the people who, the older generation who are just afraid, okay?